This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Darren Riley, president and CEO of Mission Critical Partners. Darren, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Great to talk to you, Donnie.
Yeah, well, so Darren, I've spoken with the CEO of Mission Critical Partners before, but it wasn't you. Congratulations on the new job, seriously. Can you tell us a little bit about how all this happened, and frankly, if you can give us an update on your predecessor, Kevin Murray.
Sure, yeah. So Kevin Murray is most recently was the chairman of the board and CEO, also co-founder of Mission Critical Partner. And effective February 1st, he became executive chairman, and I became the CEO, added the CEO title. I was already president and COO. And it was a well-crafted succession plan that got put into place a few years ago. And I've known Kevin for quite some time. I knew the other two founders as well. There were three founders of Mission Critical Partners. I've had a relationship with Kevin literally close to 15 years ago when we were both active in, at the time it was called the 911 Industry Alliance, now it's known as ICERT, or Industry Council for Emergency Response Technologies. And he and I both sat on that board. He's actually one of the founding members of ICERT. And then I became the chairman of that board for a few years. I think it was from 2013 to 2016. And he was chairman before me. So I've had a longstanding relationship with him. I've always admired what he's done, him and the other original founders. When they founded the company in early February 2009, so just around 12 years ago, literally at the epitome of the Great Recession, if you remember that, Donnie. Remember when he was founding the company, I'm like, Kevin, would he, maybe it's not the best time to start a company? But he saw where other people saw, you know, maybe not the right time to do things. He saw a tremendous opportunity. He's an incredible visionary individual, incredibly, incredibly dedicated to public safety and the technologies. Actually had him served as a practitioner, and he's been serving the market for, you know, well over 30 years. So I've always had an incredible amount of admiration for Kevin. So when he gave me the opportunity to contribute with my feet and my energy, he said, hey, if you want to take us to the next level and help us do it with the team here, kind of vote with your feet. And it was just a tremendous opportunity. And Kevin now is still remaining active, which we're very pleased, as the executive chairman of the board. And he's going to be helping strategy and key client related engagements. So he's still active, but not, you know, day-to-day operations and things along those lines. So it really is good for him. Professionally and personally as well. So I'm very pleased that he was able to do it.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, again, congratulations on the new job. And, you know, you guys just keep buying companies. Tell us a little bit about some of the newest acquisition.
Yeah, you know, I'll talk about that. You know, a lot of our growth, it's really multifold. We have very, very pleased about our ongoing growth organically as well, with the services and offerings and the individuals that we have as members of our team. We augment that growth with some inorganic or acquisition related items. Our first acquisition that the company ever did was actually right after I joined in November of 2018 with Athena Advanced Networks, which actually expanded our lifecycle management services offering and portfolio that we have, where we have the capability of monitoring and helping customers assess primarily computer-aided dispatch records management solutions for them, as well as doing co-managed, what we call co-managed IT services. We can be a systems administrator for a number of our clients. So that was the first one, November of 2018. And then in January, January of last year, 2020, on January 1st, we closed Black and Veatch Public Safety Group, which was a spin-out out of Black and Veatch. It was a form, you probably remember, Donnie, and many of the people maybe listening in, RCC Consultants.
That's right.
That was a large consulting firm. Yeah, so that a few years prior to that, Black and Veatch bought RCC, and it came into Black and Veatch Public Safety. And then after a few years of ownership, they realized that maybe it wasn't the best fit for them. But, you know, something is a great fit for us. So it enabled us to expand our talent pool as well as our client base that came with that. So we did that January 1st of 2020. And then on January 2nd, 2020, we figured, hey, we did one on January 1st. Let's do another one on January 2nd, 2020. And that was with URL integration. And URL, the Denver-based company, has been around for about 20 years. It really enabled us to, again, expand our overall service portfolio in a technology-independent way on doing smart interfaces, smart integration, primarily on the criminal justice workflow. So you got the command and control, you know, entry point, as you well know, Donnie, you know, 911 call is really, you know, obviously a service request and the matching first responders to that request based on their location, their skill sets and the equipment types, et cetera. And then obviously recording that typically, obviously, in records management systems. But as you can imagine, you know, when you look at any of that, it's pretty much going to involve one or two things. It's going to involve, obviously, people and property, and then, you know, impacts to people and property. And then that goes through the workflow, and, you know, people get dispatched, and, you know, but ultimately that goes all the way through the criminal justice system, you know, the courts and probation and everything affiliated with that. Even, you know, notifying DMV as an example, if someone got, you know, in an accident and they got DUI and whatnot, there's obviously convictions for that. And then you got to let DMV know that this person can't have or shouldn't be driving. So there's a lot of complexities on the whole criminal justice side. And URL actually expanded our overall knowledge base and client base on the criminal justice side. And then most recently, we just announced just last week, the acquisition of MTG Management Consulting, so we simply call it MTG, a Seattle-based firm. And their sole focus on the consulting advisory side is on the overall justice side. So again, fantastic talent pool that comes into our firm as well as client base. So it's all about that, focusing on the clients, Donnie, and having a great asset pool of experts that can help our clients, you know, achieve their missions on a daily basis.
Okay. Wow. Well, I know you guys have been busy. So are you done or are you still looking for potential acquisition partners?
We are actively looking. We're always looking for growth. And growth really comes in two ways, organic growth and inorganic growth. So we have a multi-year strategic plan, and it is about growth, being able to offer our customers more. You know, as our customers move more from kind of the analog to digital world, digitizing kind of e-government within the public sector, definitely public safety and public sector as a whole, it's more complex because you're dealing with an incredible amount of data. And that's really kind of the key, Donnie, is it's the digital multimedia and everything being oriented around data. And with that, we feel that our clients, we know that they're asking us to do more for them because one of the biggest challenges they have, and they have a number of them, is A, how do they kind of transform policies and procedures and their workflows to handle this inbound multimedia data as it comes into the command centers? And then actually, you know, how do they progress that forward all the way down, you know, through the justice workflows? And it's not going to get less complex. So there's the interconnections and the policies and the procedures and the training and all those systems are dramatically changing. So we know that we have to change as well to assist them in a greater, wider scope type basis. And although we have a world-class services portfolio and advice-related services portfolio as well as lifecycle management services portfolio, there is certain opportunities that we would like to make sure that we add to our portfolio. It could be, you know, in certain regions of the United States, which is pretty much our focus, although we are kind of looking at Canada as well. It could be from a market standpoint, maybe expanding and, you know, anticipating, you know, expansion into the utility marketplace as an example, as well as overall services, both on the public safety side, command and control, and the justice side. So a lot of opportunities there.
Okay. Well, and you mentioned, you know, you all have done so much work with public safety and mission critical networks. And I'm just kind of curious in terms of, you know, are you seeing a trend where maybe, I mean, once upon a time, hey, if my cell phone didn't work, it's no big deal. There's a landline I can grab. I can go on. I can hit a payphone down the hall, something like that. And now those aren't options in many cases. So are you seeing, frankly, some of these mission critical philosophies that you've been, MCPD and other people in the public sector have been dealing with forever, frankly, starting to leak into even the commercial realm?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think it's all about ongoing communications with, who they serve, which is, it's us, it's the citizens, it's their peer groups, you know, the people on the client side. So it's their neighbors, it's their family members, right? And those citizens now really have the capability and want to have the capability of all access all the time, typically from, you know, a black screen, a simple screen, a smartphone. And, you know, whether it's, you know, maybe they want to go, quote unquote, kind of old school and call in, or maybe they simply want to go to, a website or some type of a digital experience that they can still interact proactively with the people that where they need support. I'm actually in Austin. I'm based out of Austin, Texas. That's where I live. And, we just had this massive storm come through here last week, the third week of February, which, you know, got a lot of press, obviously losing electricity and reliable water and things of that nature. And there's been a lot of communication out via the social media sites of, be it, you know, Austin Energy or Austin Water, the public safety community, Austin PD, I could go on. And people expect that. And that is not going to go away, especially with, you know, Donnie, as you know, 5G and, you know, Internet of Things, a lot of inbound service requests are going to be sensor-based. So more and more of that will kind of be shifting away from kind of the typical voice or analog inbound requests or even outbound communications system to bidirectional data flows.
Yeah, well, and the capabilities of these IoT systems the convenience is incredible, but you mentioned the data flows going back and forth. You know, the thing we just keep getting reminded time and time again, though, is, you know, securing those things is far from a straightforward proposition. How are you guys helping your clients make sure that they're not a headline about a data breach in the future?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Donnie, it is one of the top of mind things, as you can imagine, with our client base. And really, I would say there's multiple things that our clients have to deal with. Number one is really the transformation to digitizing their entire process flow, right? And making sure that they can do that successfully to handle multimedia data and have kind of that indirect. That's number one. But at the same time, how do you secure it, right? So cybersecurity is a huge thing. So one thing that one of our big growth engines is, in a technology-independent way, we provide cyber assessments. Well, we'll go in and do assessment not only on the logical side, but we can also do a security assessment that's on cyber side for logical as well as physical, and then give them any type of exposure points that they have, and then work with them to make sure that they, over time, obviously, and hopefully sooner rather than later, plug those gaps. Because, you know, as you move everything to the internet protocol based or IP based systems, yeah, then you're introducing the potential opportunity to have bad actors impact their ability for daily operations. And that's something that, that's why it's growing significantly on our lifecycle management services business, on helping our customers through that. Compounded, Donnie, on that is the challenge that they have with staffing. Even before all that we went through last year, which was an interesting year in and of itself with the pandemic and the election and all the dynamics affiliated with that, our customers were very, very challenged on filling all their budgeted slots And there's multiple reasons why they were having that. I think one of the, probably the main reasons is this massive outflow of talent because the baby boomers. A ton of people are retiring. Yes, and it's something that everyone's been talking about for years. And guess what? It's happening now. And it's happening at a faster rate. So you're having this flow out of talent that helps support your systems. You're in the midst of this need to transition to more complex systems, data-oriented systems, and you have to have a heightened awareness on the overall security protection-related elements on it. So it's really this trifecta of challenges that our customers are faced with.
Yep, all comes down to people at the end. Very true. Well, yeah. Kevin, I could talk to you all day, but I apologize for taking up so much of your time. Congratulations on the new gig, and congratulations to Mission Critical Partners on the continued growth.
Thanks a lot, Donnie, and I always appreciate every time and your dedication to this industry. I know I've known you for a couple decades, I think, so your passion and energy lives on, and I really like the fact that you're sticking with us, right? We've been doing this. I've been doing it for 30-some-odd years now, and it's a it's a job with a purpose, and I know you got that.
Yeah, that's the best part about it. I feel very lucky to have stumbled into this area. Well, thank you again, Darren, and good luck in the future, and please keep in touch.
Thanks a lot, Donnie. Take care.